Rahim, now we'll start with the Islamic education part of the class, and I want to tell you that alhamdulillah I am following with you a protocol regarding the Islamic education. Inshallah, with this protocol, inshallah you will feel more close to Allah and you will feel the mercy of Islam. You will know the fundamental basic knowledge which every believer needs in her life, so that inshallah you will have a good life, worldly life, and inshallah you will be always feeling that inshallah the paradise is your final destination. These kinds of feeling are very important for the spirit, because actually nowadays I am teaching about depression in the classes, in my regular classes every Monday, and it is very clear when you learn about depression, you will appreciate the importance of the true belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of all the psychological support and spiritual balance. Okay? And this you need it nowadays, especially because of the too much worry, sorrow, you know, and this kind of feeling which we have it nowadays. Okay? So, inshallah, with this protocol of classes which I am following with you, inshallah, this will help you to love the Islam, to love the Quran, to live, inshallah, a very good worldly life away from depression or despair or loneliness or whatever the people are living. And inshallah, you will be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your or your intention. You are the one who wants to pray. You are the one who wants to recite the Quran. You are the one who wants to do the good deeds. You are the one who likes to forget, to forgive, okay, all the people around you, because of the mercy of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala touched your heart. Okay, this is the most important message of Islam. Okay, so inshallah, with the protocol which we are following, alhamdulillah, now I put the protocol for your class. Inshallah, I pray to Allah that it will be very beneficial to every one of us. So now, inshallah, today, actually, as we learned the week before about the shahada, the testification of the Muslim, which is ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadan rasulullah. Okay, actually I feel that we must know a word about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that your shahada will be clear in your spirit. We clarified about the meaning of la ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah. We clarified about this the week before, and inshallah today we will have a word about the great man we must follow. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To become a Muslim, you must testify that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. So as a new Muslim, you must know who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Okay, a question which every Muslim must know its meaning, so that his testification of belief is true. Your shahada will be true when we know about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Actually, sister, we Muslims, we must, when you say Prophet Muhammad, you must say peace be upon him, or you say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? Because Allah in the Quran mentioned this rule. Allah said in the Quran, in surah number 33, Surah Al-Ahzab, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The most important to learn Islam, inshallah, and to have the mercy of Islam, and to realize how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses you to be the reverse sister, so that you will be the one to have double the reward. Okay? In order to appreciate this blessing, and actually always to send the message to yourself, Allah chooses me to be a revert, to choose Islam, because Allah wants to give me double the reward. Allah loves me. Allah wants me to live a good life. Allah wants the paradise to be my destination. This has to be the message which every revert has to send to herself. Alhamdulillah, you choose Islam. We are Muslims. We are born Muslim. We didn't choose. We don't have the reward of choice. But you are the one who choose to become Muslims. So I want you to learn the Islam, you know, in the correct way, to learn the the religion of Islam, so that inshallah you will feel its mercy and blessings, and you will appreciate the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He chooses you to become a Muslim. Okay, so regarding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay, we must say, when we mention his name, I will clarify to you now why we mention peace be upon him. Okay, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in surah number 33, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah said, Allah ta'ala said in surah number 33, verse number 56, Allah send His salah, okay, blessings and mercy on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also his angels. Send, so this is the command of Allah. Send your salat, which is, you know, to say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, peace be upon him, okay, and ask Allah to bless him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and greet him with the Islamic way of greeting. Okay, so we Muslims, when you say Prophet Muhammad, okay, we must say Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Okay, when you will say peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while he is in his grave, he will answer your greeting for him. And when you say peace be upon him, you have 10 good deeds. Okay, and actually the one who will not mention peace be upon him, a Muslim who refuse or neglect or ignore to say peace be upon him, okay, this is actually the loser according to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We must love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than ourselves. For the Muslim, number one to love is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is our Lord. Then Prophet Muhammad is a prophet, just a prophet, a human being, but we love him also more than ourselves because of what I will mention to you now. So for Allah's sake, okay, since you learn La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah, the Shahada, I want you to learn peace be upon him, peace be upon him. Because now I mention it twice, I have to wish good deeds. Okay, this is a very easy way to have good deeds, then he will reply, or he will, you know, answer your greeting to him, okay? And inshallah, on the day of judgment, he will ask forgiveness for all of us Muslims, okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is by far the most remarkable man that ever set foot on the earth. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah with the book of Allah, the Quran, to preach the religion of Islam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he founded a state. He built a nation. He laid down a moral code, initiated social and political reforms. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he established a dynamic and powerful society to practice and represent the teaching of Islam. It is the religion of Islam, the religion of mercy of Allah to all the humanity, which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to convey that message. His name is Muhammad, peace be upon him. Okay, he was born in Arabia on the 20th of August in the year of 570 of the Christian era. When he died after 63 years, the whole of the Arabian Peninsula has changed from idol worship to the worship of one God. This is number one. From tribal quarrels and wars to national solidarity. From drunkenness, we always drink, okay, they were mostly drunk, to piety. From having no laws in life or manners to disciplined living. From utter moral bankruptcy to the highest standards of moral excellence. Human history has never known such a complete transformation of a people or place before or since. This is the reality of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, the encyclopedia called him the most successful of all religious personalities of the world. As indeed no other human being ever accomplished so much in such diverse fields of human thoughts and behavior. Actually, in the field of human thoughts and behavior, it is so limited for the people to make changes like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a religious teacher, social reformer, moral guide, a political thinker, faithful friend, a wonderful companion, devoted husband, and a loving father all in one. No other man in the history ever exceeded the world and has shared all this great responsibility. Actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was nothing more or less than a human being. But he was a man with a noble and exalted mission. And his unique mission was to unite humanity on the worship of one God and to teach the way to the honest and upright living in accordance with the laws and commands of the Quran. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he always described himself as a messenger and servant of Allah. So, indeed, in every action and movement, he was proving this reality. Actually, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about his characters, about that Prophet Muhammad is just a mercy to mankind. When someone will ask you about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually what I mentioned now is something which every Muslim has to know so that he will be proud of the Prophet, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best human being ever created. But again, we must know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he suffered all the suffering for the sake of every one of us to become a Muslim. Islam was not supposed to be a religion which is spread all over the world except by the suffering of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sake of Allah, with the help of Allah, with the decree of Allah, so that, you know, Islam will be, alhamdulillah, the most widespread religion all over the world now. We Muslims, actually, we must have, you know, these facts clear in our spirit, okay? If I realize how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best human being, his manners are the Quran. You know, we must realize, you know, the relation between Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran in the religion of Islam. The religion of Islam is based on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is our holy book, the Quran. Okay? But in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that we must pray. But Allah didn't clarify to us about ruku', about sukud, about the time of prayer, about, you know, what to say during the prayer. Who is the one who clarified to us all the details of the Quran? The one is our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the practice of the Quran. And because of that, as a Muslim, I must believe in the Quran and live my life according to the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is the practice of the Quran. Okay? And I must love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of his suffering, because he is the best human being, because he will be the one on the day of judgment to ask forgiveness and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make most of the Muslims to be in the paradise. You will remember how great is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if you miss to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all peace be upon him, in your worldly life, you will be so upset on the day of judgment when you will find that there are many Muslims, they will be in the paradise because they always say peace be upon him. Okay, so for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sisters, let us know the basic fundamentals of our religion. We believe in one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one and only one who creates, who owns, who knows, and who decided everything. Allah is the only power, Allah is the only will, Allah is the mercy on the earth and in the heavens. This is number one. Number two, we have a prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we love him and we obey his commands because he is the practice of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was conveyed to him in the Holy Quran, our book. We Muslims are living our life, living our religion, Islam, as a way of life. Okay? This has to be your relation with Islam. Not a book we are learning how to recite, how to read, or how to learn the letters. No, this is not the Quran. Or how to read it, you know, and to read it with the tajweed. When I say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. This is not the Quran. The Quran is the book of the rules for the life of the Muslims. Okay? This is the reality of the Quran. The book of the rules. Okay? The way of life. When you tell me, Sister Mona, how you get the rules of your life, okay, I tell you from the Holy Quran, and the practice of the Holy Quran is my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You tell me, but you don't have the rules from any other source, I tell you never. You tell me why? I tell you because I am convinced, as a Muslim, as a believer, as a human being having a mind, that the one who creates the world will be the one to rule the world in the best way according to his rules. So I am following the rules of the Quran and the sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because I believe that Allah, the Creator, is the one to control, is the one, you know, to take the decision, is the one to guide me to the ways to live the life which Allah created it. You see, this is, sisters, how I have to believe in Islam. This is my relation with the Islam. And because of that, I love Islam. You tell me why I love? Because I tell you this is the rules of my life. Sometimes when you look around you, you notice that most of the people are confused. Why people are confused? Because they don't have rules in their life. One day, they follow Sister Mona. Next day, they follow someone who wrote a different point of view in the newspaper. Third day, they notice, you know, they obey one sister whom she has her qualification from. Every day, different point of view. There is no strategy, there is no plan, there is no rules, total confusion. But the true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom Allah, as I clarified to you, sister, blessed her or him with the reality of the truth, will realize that the only one who can, I can follow his rules, is the Creator, the owner, the planner, the decider, the power, Allah. I only follow the rules of Allah because I believe that he is the one who creates and he is the one who controls. I want to follow his rules. And alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, all the rules are in the Quran. And all praise to Allah, there is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he can clarify to me the details of the rules of the Quran. Alhamdulillah. You told me, but Sister Mona, there is someone who has, you know, a lot of knowledge about the spirits and, you know, the science of the spirits and this kind of philosophy. Let us follow his point of view. I tell you, never. Because he is a human being. Limited knowledge, limited wisdom, limited, you know, patience, limited in everything. I never have a point of view from the human being. I have my point of view from the rules of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the 21st century, still the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they can give me the rules of my life. Until the day of judgment, whether I am living in America, living in Egypt, living in Australia, South Africa, still, this is the book of the Creator. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the earth, Allah knows that the earth will be, you know, until the day of judgment. So that book must work until the day of judgment. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practice was actually, blamed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be active until the day of judgment. All praise to Allah. If any Muslim at any time start to feel that the Quran cannot fit me on the 21st century or in America, that Muslim has a very big problem with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will or she will never be happy, will never be convinced, will never be successful. She will be always in worry and she will be always confused. Why? Because I can't play the game with the Creator. I can play the game with anyone. Daniel can tell me point of view. I tell her, no, Daniel, I don't agree. Another sister tell me, Sister Mona, this is so and so. I tell her, no, I don't. But with Allah, I can't. He is the one who creates me. He knows about me more than I know about myself. He creates everything and he plans everything and he controls everything. So I only follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any thinking, without any revision, without any evaluation. I am so peaceful when I obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I am sure that all praise to Allah. He is the one who knows, we know not, creates, we create not, He owns, we own not, He controls, we control not. All praise to Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the responsibility of everything. And alhamdulillah, I just have to follow. And if I follow, I will be rewarded. You see how Islam is, you know, alhamdulillah, the religion of mercy. I will never use my mind, don't use your mind. Follow the rules, okay, believing that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the intention to have the reward from Allah. You will have mental peace, you will have spiritual peace, you will be rewarded in this life and in the hereafter. Sister, this is the mercy of the true believer in Islam. When you find a Muslim who he is having mental peace, spiritual peace, a true Muslim, sincere Muslim, you tell to yourself, MashaAllah, this is a human being whom Allah loves, because Allah make the life easy for him or for her. Alhamdulillah, no confusion. But if I tell you, sister, I am a very sincere Muslim, but you know, sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, if she's working for the sake of Allah, Allah owns everything. Give me. Suppose I took from you $100. Then I go out and, you know, I start to drive my car, I have an accident. I have to pay $1,000. You see? Because the owner was not pleased with my action. I took from, you know, if there are sisters whom they are interested to learn Islam, okay, we are not supposed to get from them anything. The owner can give me double, treble to the thousand of what I can get from someone interested to. This is, you know, the true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if I have only a piece of bread and cup of tea, and you tell me, Sister Mona, I give you, I tell you no. He will give me. How? None of my business. I am not the one responsible for the provision. He can, alhamdulillah, provide me. He can give me another work in a school, 2 hours in the morning, I can have everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. Allah is the provider. Okay, but life is a test. You know, this is how the people are not aware of the reality. Life is a test. Everyone is in the test. Now, while I'm giving you this class, I am in the test. Okay, how Mona will handle? Sincerely, for Allah's sake, not looking for anything from the people, okay, trying to do the best, okay, not for the showing off. Even the website is, alhamdulillah, for free. We send all the classes all over the world for free. Alhamdulillah. Many sisters, they asked me, you know, to have CDs from these classes all over America for free. Okay? Be sure, sisters, that I am the winner. Okay? I am not, foolish human being. I am distributing everything and I am paying for this website. Okay? But all praise to Allah. You must believe in Allah in this way. I am the winner to the million power. Alhamdulillah. Because I did my rule, then I am looking for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the, alhamdulillah, the mercy of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't feel worry for the provision, worry for any problem in your life. You always have all the trust and hope in one. When you tell me why one, I tell you because he is the power and he is the only will and he is the controller and he is the planner. And the, you tell me, Sister Mona, and you only obey Allah, I tell you yes, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, I love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the depths of my heart. Okay, sisters, in our life now, most of the people are feeling very lonely, even if they are married or, you know, they have a family. You know why we feel lonely? Because this is the time of selfishness. Our days nowadays are the days of selfishness. Everyone, even your child is selfish. Subhanallah, this is something very strange, to tell you the truth. 30 years ago, life was not like this. People were more better than now. But now, this is something going on. So you must not be astonished or shocked. No. Islam always makes you realistic. No problem. When I notice that my daughter is selfish, no problem. Husband is selfish, no problem. I am selfish, I will try not to be selfish for the sake of Allah as I can. And if the people are selfish with me, I will not reply with the same attitude. Why? Because I am looking for the reward from the One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why I am mentioning to you this? Because when you believe in the oneness of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be your companion. When at night you feel, you know, like for example at 10 p.m. while you sleep, you look around you and you tell to yourself, that person was so mean with me, that person was so selfish with me, whom I have to love, whom I have to, you know, to have as a companion. Oh Allah, I am so lonely, you tell to yourself. No, 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 I am never lonely. I am belonging to the all the power, all the will, the planner, the one who will make. Oh Allah, you are my companion. I talk to you, I complain to you, I ask the help from you, I have the trust from you. This is the mercy of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister, which we must appreciate it, especially nowadays. Only the believers will be having the balanced spirit, not in need of anyone. Sometimes you try to communicate with some a sister, for example, close to you. So long you are good with her, the way she likes, she will be nice with you. One day you try to be your way, she will tell you, my way or the highway. Alhamdulillah. All of us are driving on the highway nowadays. Alhamdulillah. I am all the time on the highway. In spite of the fact, me personally, I can drive the highway. See, so I am not driving. I am praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Alhamdulillah, sisters, we Muslims must appreciate and be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have the belief in the oneness of Allah in your spirit, you will be the most brave, the most strong, the most powerful, the most helpful, alhamdulillah, the best human being. Alhamdulillah, you will be always looking for everyone to have a good life, for everyone to be happy, for everyone to be satisfied. Someone will tell you, why you are doing like this? You tell her, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants to give me good deeds. Allah wants my spirit to be always happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets from my heart any bad feeling. I don't feel the people, I don't feel their attitudes. I am living with the One. He gives me the power. He is the one, alhamdulillah, helping me all the time. This is, sister, the mercy of Islam. I want you, inshallah, all the time. We will learn this, inshallah, when we will start to learn about the prayer and the oneness of Allah from next week, inshallah. But I have to say a word about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the name of Allah is mentioned in the adhan, in the shahada, whatever, ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. This is to clarify how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so special in Islam. His name is mentioned with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. We Muslims must love him from the depths of our hearts. When you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you love the Quran, you will be a human being, you love everything. Alhamdulillah, the heart of the believer must be full of love, full of good, full of the intention, okay, to help everyone, to support everyone. Allah said in the Quran, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهِ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. You must have a good, clean believer heart, so that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept you in the paradise. Okay, so you know, sisters, I want you again and again, I always like to give a message in every class. I want you to forget and to forgive everyone around you. Return home, alhamdulillah, in a different spiritual feeling. Okay, forget whatever anyone did for you today. Prove to yourself that I am in a link with the One. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding me to have good manners with everyone. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will always train my spirit. I am always, this is how to have patience. Okay, everyone is looking to be patient. You can't be patient except when you train your spirit to have the link only with Allah. Allah is commanding me for the fulfilling my trusts with everyone, having good manners with everyone, alhamdulillah, because of Allah, for the sake of Allah, with the help of Allah, I will save my spirit from the feeling of envy, from the feeling of anger, from the feeling of sadness, from the feeling of sorrow. I am away from all of this. This is the mercy of Allah, because Allah doesn't want me to have depression, to have high blood pressure, to have immunity problems, and nowadays, sister, cancer, and most of the diseases are because of the immunity problems. And the immunity is related to the spirit. When someone is always sad, upset, not happy, very, very lonely, okay, having envy, having despair, these are the people whom they are actually subjected more to have, you know, all the diseases which you can think of. So this is a clarification. How your belief in Allah will save your spirit, will save your body, will save your time, will save your prayer, alhamdulillah, will save your life, and alhamdulillah, you will be always calm, a human being. Alhamdulillah, living in a peace. You have a peace with yourself, you have a peace with Allah, and oh Allah, for your sake, I forget everything. Alhamdulillah. You are the winner. Someone whom she is away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe she will give you an advice. Why? You are the weak side all the time. Why? You, everyone can give you a hard time and you forgive them. To tell you the truth, sisters, nowadays I am not replying to these kinds of comments, because I don't want to waste my time. Number one, this is none of her business. Correct or not? She wants to give people hard time, let her give people hard time. I don't want to give people hard time. This is my freedom. None of your business. This is correct? None of my business, none of her business. Number two, why we get very upset when we find someone trying to forgive and forget? We tell her, no, don't forgive and forget. And when we look and find someone whom she's always oppressing the people, okay, and making, giving the people hard time, we are very happy. Let her oppress and give hard time. Yes. You see, this is the shaitan. Alhamdulillah, the true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will protect your spirit from the shaitan. Alhamdulillah. Try to take care of your spirit. Forget about the other people. If you communicate with the people the same way they communicate with you, you will never have mental peace or spiritual peace. Okay, you will waste your life for the sake of nothing. Okay, but if you are the one whom Allah loves in reality, okay, you will be all the time having your spirit in another place. Alhamdulillah, I am connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only power. Let the people do whatever they like, they are handful of dust. Alhamdulillah. Okay, let us make the Allah Rahman Rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.